is all very, very busy in the studio today. It's inundated with people in the studio today. And my guest has arrived. It's Adrian Phillips from the Rotary Club of Brentwood. You came in to see us last year. So happy new year, first of all.
Yeah, thanks, and happy new year to you.
So you've had a really busy time. And before we talk about the Rotary Club of Brentwood, because I know you're involved in Brentwood Lighting Up, and we'll talk about Father Christmas made a special trip to come and see you. We're talking about that at Christmas time. So tell us a little bit about the Rotary Club and how it came about and how you became involved in your role.
Oh, yes. Well, it was, I got involved back in 2000. I'm one of 45 that are in the club in Brentwood. Rotary is, as I think we said last time, a worldwide organisation, about 1.4 million Rotarians worldwide, all voluntary work. And in this club of ours in Brentwood, there are two other clubs as well, I should add. We meet on a weekly basis, and we look to the mantra really is service above self. So we're looking to do work in the community and internationally. So that's where we get involved, and people see us with our fundraising hats on sometimes out there.
And what's your actual role? Have you got a title in?
I've been president of our club, and I am currently the district governor nominee. There is a district governor, Peter Dowse, who works very hard, and in 2015 I'll hopefully be district governor for the whole of Essex, which has got about 60 clubs at the moment, 59, 60 clubs, all of a similar size, all meet on a weekly basis and all do very similar sterling work for the community.
Now, Christmas time, it was great. Brentwood Lighting Up was a massive success this year. It was absolutely, the guys are on the Phoenix FM stage, said there were thousands and thousands of people.
They did a brilliant job, Phoenix.
It was Rob Jelly and Tony Smith were on the stage from 12 o'clock right the way through, I think, till was it 7 o'clock in the evening. And we had loads of acts and local schools and musicians and brass bands, all sorts of things. They did a great job. But you were in charge of one of the most important people that made an appearance on the day at the Sugar Hut was Father Christmas.
It was a lovely day. We were looking after Santa there, and the families kept coming. And I saw Santa being photographed a lot this year. I think that's the way of the world these days. Everyone wants a picture with Father Christmas and their children, and but he had a lovely day at Sugar Hut. We thank the people at Sugar Hut for letting us use it as a grotto, and we had a lot of fun there. We were busy. We had to shut the doors at 6 o'clock to let the queues die down. But Santa had a wonderful day and gave the children sweets and things and got lots of lists of presents. And but it was a great day and a great start to the Christmas run up. Working with Santa on the street collections.
And how much do you know?
That day was brilliant. We had the mulled wine and Santa, but we've raised about £2,500 that day. We don't charge for people to come into the grotto, by the way. That's you know, we love to see the children, but out on our mulled wine and out as Rotary, we collected £2,500. And over the Christmas period, we go out and do the street collections. A lot of people love to see us coming round with Father Christmas on the sleigh. And in the high street leading right up to Christmas. And I think about overall we took about £9,500. And I really wanted to come onto this programme to really thank the people of Brentwood for their kindness, their generosity, their support, because without them we just wouldn't have that money. We wouldn't be able to raise that money. And they really seem pleased to see us. But it's lovely. They are so kind and so generous. You know, people, not everyone's got the spare money, but they give wholeheartedly. And for that we thank them, and we appreciate that, because this is one of our biggest fundraisers every year. It's something we've been doing for over 30 years with Santa, so much so that we're talking about having to get ourselves a new sleigh for him, a new modern sleigh. So we're out there investigating that at the moment. So maybe our old sleigh won't be around for much longer, and we're going to have to, it's getting a bit tired, like some of the old boys that go out with Santa.
Well, so. Santa always stays young. He keeps very, very young. He never ages.
No, he doesn't.
Looks the same from when I was a kid. Same thing. Now, the 9,500, we will get onto the Philippines as well, which we'll talk about the amount of money that's been raised. That is phenomenal. So the 9,500, whereabouts does the money go, and how do you decide who actually benefits from the money?
At the start of the year, we try and decide what charities we'd like to support. We look at both international charities, but a lot of people are very keen that we support local charities. They're keen to see their money go to local charities. And, of course, every pound everyone gives us on the high street, we guarantee it gets there. We don't take any administrative costs or charges. And that's one of the reasons people give money to Rotary. I see up on your wall here in the studio St. Francis Hospice, and, of course, that's one of the charities where we regularly support. along with doing other things like SNAP. We like working with special needs and parenting, helping children that have been disadvantaged. We took a load of children to the theatre, to the pantomime, something we do every year. So those are the sort of charities that we support, the local ones mainly, but internationally, shelter boxes and aqua boxes and all the things, they all cost money. And when there is a big disaster, it's the rotary shelter boxes you see being loaded onto the Virgin aeroplanes to fly out, and like they're about £1,500 each time. So, well, I think we've dedicated that some of that money would go to help in those disaster zones. So some of the money goes internationally, but a lot of the money raised over Christmas, when people ask us on the high street, they really probably want to know that a lot of the money is going into local charities, which is where it goes.
Now we were saying about when you came in last time, we were talking about the Philippines. Obviously, it was a dreadful disaster last year, and you just said about the boxes that go over. Now, how much has the district raised for the Philippines? It's an amazing amount of money.
We went out, the reaction to disasters, the Philippines, the tsunami, there's that window, that instant answer where you get out on the street and you collect money to in a response to that. And as a district, as Essex and a few clubs over at Bishop Stortford area, we collected £75,000 in that very short window. And again, thank the people of Brentwood. Their kindness, their generosity never ceases to amaze me, how quick they respond and how kind they are. They probably think, oh, I wonder what Rotary are collecting for now. But 75,000, you know, very quickly the local authorities allow us licences to get out there and do it. And, you know, and that was done all over the country, I might add. You know, so that was just the district 1240 in Essex that raised that amount of money.
And the boxes that go over, you mentioned it before, they're £1,500.
Yeah.
And tell people what's actually in the boxes that go over to the Philippines.
They're great. They started with a Rotary Club down in the West Country who thought the disaster box, it's like a big wheelie bin, really, a sort of big rectangular wheelie bin. Inside it will be a tent and utensils and all the requirements, you know, sleeping requirements. I think we sometimes have a few things in there for children as well.
Yeah.
But all the things that a family of 10 would require. So when you see the disaster tent cities erected, they're invariably, if they're not Red Cross, then they probably are a tent supplied out of a shelter box.
Yeah.
And we ship them out. And of course, when we've had a disaster like that, our stocks are depleted.
Yeah.
And of course, we're constantly, even when there isn't an immediate need, we are constantly replenishing that stock so that we can respond straight away, because you do need a quick response when these things are going wrong. And it's a very big operation now, getting shelter boxes and aqua boxes. Of course, without clean water, people are in trouble. And so aqua boxes that can help filter water and provide something we don't think about, though probably with our recent flooding, we've probably started thinking what happens when you have problems and disasters.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's made us a bit more aware.
Also, what's coming up? Because you're always on the go. You've got lots of stuff coming up, and you must be get obviously really, really busy. So what have you got planned out for this year? What's coming up this year that people might be able to get involved in as well?
Well, we're always out there doing fundraising, but Rotary isn't all about raising money. It sometimes involves vocational work and community work and working with using our skills and our abilities. And we like to help across the board. We like to make sure we're involved with young people. And we've got a concert coming up in the spring in St Thomas's with the Phoenix Youth Orchestra, an opportunity for them to perform to a paying audience. Of course, it raises funds, it raises money, more money to give to charity. So that's one aspect of things. We don't like to forget the old people. We take them out as well and give them days out, you know, perhaps a tea dance or whatever's required. So it's not always about things that are going to be extremely expensive.
Yeah.
But some things need money, clearly. But in the main, we find that those type of things are going well. We've got other projects overseas. I think I mentioned in passing to you, we did take some sewing machines and computers out to a school in Uganda.
Yeah.
And that's been a real success for us. A very direct, hands-on. We've sent guys out from our club to Uganda, to the school, We don't just send blank checks off to foreign parts. We like to know how money goes and delivers. And we took some sewing machines out, hand-driven sewing machines, and maybe in the future, not far off now, we might need a few more of those. And often an appeal on radio gives us what we need. But we'll let you know.
The machines going out there, what they're providing young women who probably wouldn't have any way of having an income with being able to work and sort of.
Yeah, it's very much that they can often provide with a sewing machine. They can provide an income for the family.
Yeah.
And it also enables them to have a job where they can make clothes for people and earn money. Quite simply, rather than giving them no form of employment, it almost makes them self-employed.
Yeah.
The computers are with our sister club in Denmark. We have a sister Rotary Club who started this project, and we've been taking computers out there as well, which obviously, you know, it's not... they only work when the electricity is working, so yeah. Hence the reason for our hand-driven sewing machines. They're not electric sewing machines. They're quite old-fashioned. We had a funny story. We had one that was clearly a very valuable antique, and we didn't ship that one out. We actually sold it and put the money into the funds. Sometimes we have to do the sensible thing. I think we've taken out maybe 40, 60 sewing machines so far. So, and we've put them in a special school building, and they are used. And I think we're thinking about also they probably want to take them out into the wider community in Uganda, where the school is.
And are you going to be going out to visit any sort of areas at all yourself to actually get to go out to see where the money's going, or take any, you know, take some of the items with you? Or
there's been a few guys from our own club have been out. They've been to the school, and we certainly ship them out. We ship the stuff via Denmark because Maersk are very kind to us, and they will ship for free. They'll fill containers up for us, so we ship out via Denmark. So they go a bit of a contortuous route sometimes. Mm. We sometimes ship them up to Denmark by van, stay with our guys up there, and then these get shipped out to Uganda. But we then follow that up by flying out, and it has involved some great things for Brentwood as well. It's the children of the schools in Denmark have been linking with the children of the schools in Sheffield, and we've affected that, and they've met up and they've become pen pals, and they're getting involved in the project as well. So it's not always, as I said, about raising money. There are other aspects to the community and the vocational side of what we do.
Yeah, and obviously working Snap have been in to the studio. They're a great local charity, doing a lot of work, and St Francis Hospice, I've had personal experience with St Francis Hospice, and they are amazing. The whole gang of them down there are amazing, and it's very strange. I will say, I always say this about the hospice, and when I've interviewed them before, people have in their head sometimes a view of what hospice is going to be, and it's completely different. Mm. In fact, I've been to quite a few, and the atmosphere and the caring of the nurses and the staff is just unparalleled. You just don't find it anywhere else. Wonderful people that do so much for, you know, people with life limiting illnesses, and not just them, their families as well. They're absolutely fantastic.
Anything we can do to help them just a little bit, we can't do a great deal for them, but any little bits and pieces we can do. I think the last time I went in there was to take them in a food trolley or pay for a food trolley. I asked them what they wanted. Did they need another bench in the garden? No, we need our food trolley is not working. Yeah. Well, we're glad to help with things like that. So sometimes helping with the practical things, not necessarily the high profile things, but the things that they really need, we're glad to work with them. Anything we can do to help the hospice and a Snap. We've had many fun days with them, with the children, taking them to Legoland, and that's an annual trip that they can fill two coaches up for Legoland in 24 hours, so we have no trouble in, and that's something we do every year on a kids day out. Different aspects of Rotary, and what I would say to people, you know, if you think you'd like to be involved in that, you're a business person who thinks they'd like to involve and can commit some time to it, there is a commitment to Rotary. Yeah. We're always looking for new members. All of the clubs in Brentwood, all of the clubs in the district, so there's a club near you, which I'm sure would be very pleased to see you and talk to you about Rotary and give you more information about what we do.
Is there a general website that people can look at?
Yes, you can go on to Rotary International, RIBI. Obviously, there's an international, there is a Rotary International Worldwide website, an organisation founded and originally in America. America over 100 years ago. But there is an English RIBI, which is the website for that. So if you type in either of those, RI or RIBI, or our own website, of course, for Rotary Club of Brentwood, we have our own website, as do most of the clubs. You can get information about what we're doing week by week. We meet on a weekly basis. The whole of Rotary is based on fellowship, and in my case, it's got to be fun and fellowship. No point doing things or asking people to help you if it's boring. They want to do things that are fun. You're asking for their time.
Yeah.
We're not just going to be asking people to join and give us their money. That's not the purpose of the exercise. You know, we're not just checkbook Rotarians. We tend to get out there in the community and involve people. And, you know, invite people to come and see what we do. Come and get involved. Come out with Santa. It's good fun. Freezing cold. Soaking wet this year. But it's good fun. You know, I think it's sometimes an inspiration to people to give something back. Yeah. That's what most people are doing, giving something back by being involved.
Well, as you said, the street collections were £9,500, and as a district, it was £75,000 towards the Philippines. Most of the money, obviously, raised through Rotary does actually go to, as you said, local charities in Brentwood. So thanks very much for coming in. You will come back. I hope maybe you can come back in March with the Phoenix Band. Maybe they come in with you. Is there many of them in the youth orchestra?
No, I think there was only about 70 at the last.
Oh, right. It's all right. We've got Bob in the corner. He can do the sound. I might actually ask him if a few of them would like to come in, and maybe before they actually do the concert in March, maybe come in and play a little bit on air next time you come in.
They have special little sections that, you know, flutes and violins, yep, and stuff, and we've had some fantastic... what's the encouragement? Is it you're encouraging and seeing the youth of Brentwood brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and something we're really happy to do every year, to put it on for them. It's the enabling, it's the making it happen, and it is fantastic to see them working, putting on a really brilliant concert, something that we should be all proud of.
Hopefully we'll grab a few of them, not obviously 70, otherwise it would be a little bit cramped in the studio. Well, thanks very much, Adrian. We'll see you again probably next month or March. You'll come in with a few of
my real pleasure. It's lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you. And don't forget, if you do want to get involved with the Rotary clubs, all you need to do is go online, look up, and you too can become a member and actually do something of benefit for your local area. It doesn't matter where you're listening in Brentwood, they're all over the country, and you can really make a difference to people's lives. So thanks very much for coming in. We'll see you next month.
My absolute pleasure.
Lovely. Right, here's Sam Smith with Money on My Mind. I'll be back with some travel and ads after this.